Chapter 49, Mass Recruiting. Location, the Arctic Circle in sight. Finally, word was out that Nimbus required all of the cumulonimbus clouds to head north and join him. Scrutinizing the skies, he saw the buildups coming, and those powerhouses were locked and loaded. He sucked in his breath and slowed his ascent. He knew he had to build larger and needed to go to a higher elevation to develop, but he couldn't breathe. "I'm going too fast. I need to settle down and gather myself before I can expect others to follow me. Me? Why me?" Then he heard his own words and remembered what Michael had said about negative defeating language. "Yes," he shouted, "I am capable. I have done so much in my life and have certainly proven to me that I can do this." Nimbus closed his eyes and took some breaths. "Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out," he said softly. "If Michael gives the order, I must follow my orders. The why me kind of talk is old, outdated language of a victim." Nimbus let go of fear and started to build and grow higher in elevation, rolling and tumbling. Soon he was laughing at the pleasure of the movement. He was really starting to believe in the positive energies of language and couldn't wait to see the negative ones defeated, if not deleted. "Even though I'm still a little puzzled with words versus numbers, maybe with the new positive words in the language, the balance will return and optimism will rise up. In time, the old language will just be forgotten." "Oh, Michael, I think I get it. The new world will have infinite positive possibilities." Nimbus hovered, trying to decide where to hunt for Taz. That chubby, feisty cousin named Terrence had become gentle on his mind. How brave Taz must have been to learn to spin from that gang that hung out at Blowhard's in the troposphere. Tyrone, turbulence best, gave him a new spin on life, and a new spinner was born, the Tasmanian Devil. "The Tasmanian Devil, funny," Nimbus said with a chuckle. "I would say that's an oxymoron, since Taz will soon be taking orders from the angel realm." Nimbus smiled when he thought about how Taz, Terrence then, convinced him to let Terrence teach him to spin too. "Well, I wanted a special name." He loved reviewing that time when he earned his name Nitro Nimbus. After working with Taz for a whole season, he realized that the hurricane force was important. Even though humans couldn't even conceive of the idea, nor realize their necessity. But then, look at what they had to contend with during the aftermath. Hurricanes were horrible and destructive, no doubt about it. Yet nature has its reasons. If Mother Nature has to explain, she wouldn't be understood anyway. "It just is what it is," Nimbus said. Nimbus turned up his radar to try and find Taz. He really needed his help and had to know that his best friend and adopted brother was still not mad at him. It was Taz who found Nimbus hovering above a large collection of many layers of clouds. Nimbus startled at his swift approach. "Taz!" Nimbus shouted. "Oh, I am so relieved to see you. I was so worried you'd be mad at me and worse, never talk to me again." Taz stopped his spin and smiled at Nimbus. "When I found out from the main angel that you were alive and well, I was mad and thought that after I kicked your ass, I wasn't ever going to talk to you again. But I let that go. Still don't agree with the quitting part, however. Accumulus's word is his bond." Taz was twice as big as Nimbus and tried to dissipate to his size.
"I'm sorry, Taz. I just couldn't hold the space any longer."
Then Nimbus stopped.
"Well, actually, I didn't want to hold the space. I was just too upset about the damage it was doing."
"I know," Taz said. "Michael explained everything."
"Well, I was worried that I messed things up for you."
"Well, you did.
But wasn't that your intention, to get us to stop? Which we did.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm just so glad that you didn't get hurt. How's Tyrone?
Well, he went back to his old stomping grounds. Not crazy about the high humidity anyway. He probably will kick your ass if he ever sees you again. But that twisted twister doesn't need to be on your mind. He'll be fine.
That's a relief, Nimbus said.
I see you've got quite a following at lower elevations, Taz said, twisting around. Michael told me about the plan, so let's clear the air and just start fresh.
Oh, that would be great. I don't ever want you to be my enemy, Nimbus said. He timidly bumped into Taz, and Taz bumped back harder. Nimbus explained what Michael had said to him, and since Taz had already talked with Michael, he didn't need to fill him in on the seriousness of the mission. But they did need to brainstorm, because there just wasn't enough cloud weather yet to pull off Michael's orders. After exchanging opinions on the best strategies and what it would take to get more than the Cumuluses to join, they soon felt confident about their plan to organize the entire Cloud Force. Taz informed Nimbus that the Cloud Council had already given their seal of approval and the Hurricane Force was ready to rumble. You have no idea how good it is that you are here, Nimbus said.
Suddenly, the weight of the mission hit Nimbus like an energy bolt from the sun. But then he saw mighty Taz and remembered Michael's transformation back to courage. Nimbus's fear quickly dissipated, and he filled with pride, which caused him to expand and bump into Taz, this time with force.
Easy, big guy, Taz said, and playfully bumped him back.
Off in the distance, a large mass of cumulonimbus clouds were rolling towards them. Nimbus stared at the big thunder masses and thought of Radar, his former head instructor at Thunderhead School. The formation was approaching fast, and Nimbus braced himself for possible impact.
You all look like Thunderheaders, Nimbus said as they arrived.
We're graduates, Bullicus, a bull-shaped cumulonimbus said. When Radar found out that you were leading the troop, he laughed. But your father put him straight.
My father? You know my father?
Every cumulonimbus cloud in the world knows your father, trumpeted a rotund elephant-shaped cloud. Where have you been?
Studying with the Hurricane Force and doing Angel's work, Nimbus replied calmly.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Bullicus said. You turned holy or something.
Nimbus felt a smug stillness as he remembered he had the power to spin and control every living thing. And besides, Taz was a force not to be reckoned with, and he was building with intention.
Yes, or something, Nimbus said with authority. Then he added,
I guess it paid off because I am in charge. If you choose to follow, you will adhere to my rules set by the Commander-in-Chief.
Nimbus paused and looked up towards the heavens. The others looked up, too.
May I suggest you accept this mission with respect, or don't travel with us at all?
Where are you headed? Elephantus bugled.
The Tasmanian devil here will fill you in. He is my co-pilot.
Your co-pilot? That I've got to see, Bugle said with a snort.
Taz approached Bullicus and almost took his snorting away with his centrifugal force spinning in his personally controlled space.
You in or are you out? He said coldly.
In, sir, for sure. I'm in, Bullicus said, trying to catch his breath.
Then all of you follow us and pick up the stragglers that haven't heard about the mission, Taz said.
He and Nimbus took off and caught a gust of wind going by. It was not long before they ran into another group. They appeared eager and ready to join in, but there were sounds of gossip and what-ifs voicing loudly.
Knock it off, Nimbus commanded. This negative chit-chat is going to stop right here and now. Do I make myself clear?
Nimbus had decided to take charge of this bunch immediately, since every one of them appeared to be leaders that needed a leader.
"Yes, sir," half of the group said.
"What? I didn't hear you!"
"Yes, sir," all shouted back.
Nimbus, Taz, and their band of merry thunderclouds traveled swiftly in a V-shaped formation heading to their mission. Nimbus was still pondering about the new language that would change the world.
"Huh. I guess it's because numbers don't have different meanings like words. They just are what they are."
"What are you talking about?" Taz asked, picking up his pace.
"The reason for all this change for the world that I tried to explain to you earlier," Nimbus said. "Weren't you listening?"
"Tell me again, O mighty wise one," Taz said, scanning the skies for any pending problems.
Nimbus felt a rush of pride.
"You see, Taz, the original equations worked well at first. This is in the beginning when the human beings were created. As they discovered new technology like fire, they started to evolve. All was moving along nicely, and the humans were able to keep up. There were different geographical locations with different cultures to keep the balance, not to mention wars, disease, and natural disasters,
like hurricanes," Taz said.
Yes, Nimbus chuckled. "But the human beings were fast learners and started wanting more. So to avoid any imbalance, the Earth School program was constantly being upgraded. Well, they got stronger because of it. Are you with me so far?"
"Tracking like a weather satellite, but the fog could roll in at any minute."
Nimbus smiled and continued.
"Unfortunately, many humans developed a belief system of might makes right, since they never seemed to have enough to satisfy them. Hence, an increase in wars. And since their population kept increasing, the humans kept thinking they needed even more. More time, more conveniences, more safety, more food, more possessions, more..."
"What's wrong with all that?" Taz interrupted.
"Well, it was depleting the Earth's resources and changing the original intent of the Creator."
"Which was?"
"For the human being to learn through life's experiences so that they would better understand love, which is the Creator. Just pure and simple. That's why Earth School is based on cause and effect."
"How do you know all this?" Taz asked, slowly changing shape.
"Well, actually, I'm only on a need-to-know status like Michael. But Michael says it's the language that needs to change. He said it's not just the tangibles they are after, it's power."
"Get to the punchline," Taz said, looking back to see if the troops were keeping up.
"I'm trying to tell you," Nimbus shouted.
"Hey, don't get defensive. This is all kind of out of my bailiwick, and I'm not so sure I need to be on a need-to-know basis."
Okay, sorry. Nimbus realized that he wasn't being patient and took the breath. "It is my opinion that something happened, and it appears that a little too much information in the last upgrade for Earth caused this imbalance."
"Well, what was that?" Taz asked.
"Computers," Nimbus said. "The computer age took off so fast that most of the humans couldn't keep up with the changes at first. It's really very complicated, even for me to understand. All I know is that it all started out great, but then there was this internet spilling out so much information. And half of it, of course, was all false."
"Oh, well, that was to keep the balance, right?" Taz interrupted.
Well, maybe, but the numbers... do you know about the binary system?"
"No, I must have not been paying attention in class when they were handing that kind of stuff out."
"Well, binary is a system where numbers and values are expressing 0 or 1. In computers, 1 is true or on, and 0 is false or off, you know, like positive and negative."
"Okay, you've lost me."
Well, it's not necessary to understand that part, so never mind. But the smarter human did understand and were only focused on the challenges of what they could create with the computers and didn't care or they were kind of ignorant about the effects of what could happen. You know, cause and effect is Earth's program.
So you keep saying.
Well, not too many humans could keep up with the speed of all the changes, nor fully utilize the availability of the energy cells sold every few months. The wasted energy was then being sucked up by the negative forces, and terrible things were taking place. Nimbus stared at Taz and noticed he was drifting. And then there was the hackers!
Hackers? Come on, does this ever end?
Well, after I tell you this, now think about it. Did any of them ever consider the poor elderly, the old wise humans that were being ignored and left in the dust? Worst part, a good many old ones knew what terrible things were going to happen, but nobody listened.
What terrible things?
Those smart computer hackers were starting to screw up different programs just for the fun of it.
But then, when they found out that they could make money and gain power over others, everything started to get even more out of balance. Only a few were able to figure out what was happening, but it was too late. It really escalated with everyone staying home with the COVID virus. What's your point, all of this plethora of information, Nimbus?
Taz was losing interest since all he wanted to do was make weather and lead others into battle. It's all an energy for the universe. That's why a large portion of the humans' brains are shorting out, and their memories are going. And time is speeding up, kind of like a microwave scenario. Suddenly, Nimbus felt a strong wind. Taz, is this all making sense to you? Taz?
I'm losing you, Nimbus. What did you say?
Taz couldn't hear with the wind from the polar easterlies joining in. It was pushing hard and fast.
It's not the numbers like I thought, Nimbus yelled.